This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Got a question for you guys this morning. All right, since Hocus Pocus 2 is out, it's the new hot movie. Everyone loves it because everyone loved the first one, except for me. We want to know, what is that one movie that you hate that everyone else on this planet seems to love? I thought Hocus Pocus was stupid.
All right, well, I could see that. I liked it, but it was, I can see it.
It's a classic.
I know it's a classic. It's a stupid classic. and for me, and this is probably the same thing, I hate The Princess Bride.
Ooh.
And I know everyone loves that. My husband loves it. My sister-in-law even got married to this whole The Princess Bride theme. I have never liked that movie.
That's something new. I didn't know that. The great movie that I hated that everyone else seems to love, it's probably appropriate for this time of year, The Shining.
Really?
Can't stand a dumb bore of a horror movie. I know it's a great book by Stephen King. I do like Jack Nicholson. That Shelley Duvall drove me crazy in it. The cinematography, the red rum, all of it. Hate it. Now, Laura. I felt good getting that out.
And no, all right, no judgment. I'm surprised you don't like The Shining, but I won't judge you. That's fine.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Okay, this really makes people mad when I tell them, but I hate Top Gun.
What?
Laura!
The original?
The original is terrible.
All right, we're
You're
judging.
You're terrible!
We're judging. Oh, my gosh!
Okay, so I will preface it by saying that I didn't see it early on, right?
So you probably weren't even born yet.
So I saw it for the first time, like, I don't know, probably like 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm.
And I thought it was dumb. I thought Tom Cruise was such a tool.
Oh.
I hate the love story.
You hated the love story? I thought they had amazing chemistry.
Iceman. Did you like Iceman?
What about the volleyball scene?
I fell asleep.
God. Thought I knew you.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Sorry. I don't mean to judge, but wow.
Wow. We broke that promise quick.
No, it's
all right. We still love you. Anyway, guys, tell us the movie that you hate that everyone else loves, okay?
We won't judge.
We won't judge. We'll do it.
They're lying. They will judge.
They're lying. We want to hear it. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
I feel the need. The need for speed.
Ow!
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So what is the movie that you hate that everyone else on the planet just seems to love? For me, it is The Princess Bride.
Mm.
Wesley is so cheesy that Montoya guy, he's got to stop with the prepare to die lines. I'm not a fan.
All right. Well, this annoys people when I say this. I hate The Shining. Hate it. I know it's considered a horror classic, one of Stanley Kubrick's greatest films. I detest it. Can't stand it. Don't want to ever watch that again.
You guys are still upset with me, but I hate Top Gun.
This is so bizarre
Blasphemy.
To me, but no judgment.
Yeah. Well, we threw the question out to Facebook. You know, what movie do you hate that others seem to just love? Cassandra says, Cats with Taylor Swift and James Corden, all right? Lorraine says, A Christmas Story.
That's a classic.
Wow. Oh, that hurts my heart.
Oh.
This is even worse. Jessica says, Elf. She hates Elf.
All right, no judgment, guys.
I'm trying. This is hard.
Refrain.
This is so hard. Troy says, Titanic. Okay. Nick agrees with Laura. Top Gun.
What?
Hates it.
Nick.
Come on, Nick. Cindy agrees with Jen, Princess Bride.
Yep.
Jen. Denise says, The Exorcist. I get it. That's a weird one.
Oh.
Vicky agrees with me. The Shining. Yes, horrible film. And Pam says, The Bodyguard.
Randy from Ambler. Hi. What is that one movie you hate that everyone loves?
Wall-E.
Oh, my gosh. I actually thought that was very cute.
Very cute movie.
I took my 3 kids to see that movie when it came out.
Uh-huh.
And about 45 minutes in, the 4 of us looked at each other and said, why are we sitting here? And we got up and walked out.
Did you just think it was a little slow?
It was very deal with the movie was virtually no dialogue.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
The only thing you kept hearing was Eva.
Oh. All right, Randy, Wally is on the list. I'm sorry you didn't like it, but thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Allison from Binmar, what's the movie you hate that everyone else loves?
I can't stand the movie Forrest Gump.
Oh, wow. It's
no,
a classic.
I'm with you. Oh, I am with
really?
You, Allison.
I don't like the story. I'm not a huge fan of Tom Hanks, unfortunately. It's just, it's really unpopular opinion.
Okay, both producer Laura and Bill are shooting us daggers.
Yeah, we're offended. That's okay.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people can't agree. I believe I'm in the minority, believe me.
Well, that's the whole point of this topic, right? Because this shocks other people, but doesn't shock Jen Ryan.
Exactly.
She hates it, too.
I'm with you, Allison. Good choice.
Thanks, Allison.
Good.
Kathleen from Elkins Park, how about you?
I'm going to get myself in trouble with this
one. No, you're not.
It's my husband's favorite movie. I hate The Nightmare Before Christmas and every single Tim Burton movie.
Oh.
Every single one. I hate them.
Oh.
Is it just the animation part of it or the storyline? What is it?
The whole thing gives me the creep.
It is a little
sorry,
creepy.
But like,
oh, I get
all
it.
All of them. Like, I can't watch them. I feel like I'm two when I watch them. I'm like, I told him, we don't even have kids yet, but our kids can't watch this movie.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Now, listen, I love the movie, but I get it.
I actually like it, too. I understand, though. It is creepy to look at.
Nope. No.
Well, you're going to love this. $303 in the impossible question jackpot when we play around 8:10. Make sure you are listening. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.